The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Happy New Year, Radoc.
Happy New Year, Reenie. Hey, let's make use of this mistletoe before it wilts completely.
The mistletoe, you mean?
No, no. Give us a kiss.
Lovely.
I'm in love. Christmas at Howard June's did me the power of good. New Year's Eve party with a family on top of that, what could be better?
Well, everyone seemed to enjoy themselves. Nev and Stewie got on well. And Wendy, with her usual party tricks.
Cheryl reenacting the Queen's speech.
Or to go on the stage, that one.
Did Stewie say him and Blodwyn were going off?
Touring Britain, so they say. Oh, it's a pity leave Bryn on his own so quick. I feel sorry for Bryn.
Oh, I noticed.
Pardon?
When you were dancing, be hard-pressed to get any closer together.
Oh, rubbish. You'd have fit a football team between us. Was that the door? No. My mum said I'd call in wishes Happy New Year en route to see that baby. Fancy. Born on Christmas Day, and her with no home go-to. Oh, it doesn't seem right. It just shows you ought to be grateful for what you've got.
Ah, Connor argued there. When I carried that lump of coal through the front door at midnight, I came over all nostalgic again. Then I thought, dunna be daft, Raymond. So as from now, what, 11 o'clock, first day of 92, I'm turning over a new leaf. And that means me and thee, Reenie, are going to paper over the cracks.
Hey up, sounds like our little Nev's stirring his stumps. All hell will let loose in a minute. Hello, little fella.
Oh, crimes, my head's exploding.
All that wine you drank, I'm not surprised you're feeling crapulous.
Oh, crap, you mean? Nevy! Oh, get from under me feet. Go pester your granddad, there's a good lad.
Coffee?
Oh, please, by the gallon.
Is Big Nev getting up, Cheryl?
Well, if I've got to be up with little, then he's not getting away with it.
Will you take one up for Wendy?
May as well, while I'm at it.
Hey, listen. Under the middle cushion on that settee, there's a newspaper.
A newspaper?
Ah, that's the one. Front page, have a look.
Staffordshire Courier? Never heard of it.
Come on, it's the new freebie. You must have had it dropped on your mat.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. Nev and me didn't want to tell you. We knew you'd lose sleep.
I know, Duck. I don't doubt your motives were honourable. I don't mean the drugs. I mean not telling your mam and me.
We've stopped now, Dad. Honest. We don't smoke dope anymore. You don't know what it's like living on loan ward.
I know. I don't want to if that's the sort of thing that goes on. But Neville loses his job, won't he?
More than likely. But we've got plans, Dad.
I shan't tell your mother yet.
Come on, Nevy, good boy.
Hey, shove it under quick.
What are you two whispering about?
Shush, shush, news. Shush, Nevy. Turn it up.
Great coffee.
Fighting broke out on the estate in the early hours as New Year's Eve revelers and joyriders clashed after a youth was knocked down. The incident turned into a full-scale war as youths turned on police who were called in. Police say that they finally managed to gain control, although sporadic violence continues to erupt.
Bloody hell.
I better get off.
No, Duck.
Nev! Nev, move your backside, quick! We've got to go! There's been a riot!
Your mother's right. Calm down. Wait till we hear more.
Oh, my Nevy for us. It's been brewing up, this is. I knew something like this had happened. Nev!
Blimey! It's like the movies, this is. Carnage.
Fire engines? Where's the fire?
It's like war's been fought in Stoke-on-Trent.
Frieda's.
You what, Nev?
It's Frieda's next door, look. Garden shed by the look of things.
Oh, it's burnt to a cinder.
I don't think it's touched the house, though. That wall's just jarred a bit.
Hey, we're being waved at. What is it, officer?
Move to one side, please. Allow these engines through.
Oh, it's moving us. Come on, let's face the music.
Yeah, look at us. Next door neighbour's house on fire and we're standing here like lemons.
Don't get dramatic, Cheryl. Peter's probably not been armed.
Well, it's no good standing here, is it? Better go round the front and see what state house is in.
I just wanted to assess the situation.
Well, it seems all quiet on the Western Front now. The warriors have gone home.
Mr. Benz!
Dawn? What are you doing here? You two go on, I'll meet you back home. Dawn, what is it? You look terrible. Don't tell me you've been involved in all this.
No, sir, but my boyfriend has.
Your boyfriend? That's Terry Farmer, isn't it? Or should I call him Terror?
Pitch battle, sir. Running up and down the street, throwing bottles. Gangs, you know. Started when this car knocked somebody over.
Yeah, I know.
Fighting, throwing bottles.
Dawn, you're in a state. Have you been drinking? Were you drinking last night, Dawn?
I was with Tez.
Dawn, you can tell me we're not in school now. This is the outside world. The big, bad, wicked world you're so intent on getting out of school for. Does your mum know where you are?
That's when it started. When this car... It broke his leg in half, sir. I could see it, even though it was dark. Blood everywhere. And then the sirens, and suddenly it was teeming with filth.
Have they spoken to you? The police?
They told me to go home, sir.
That's good advice. Come with me.
Where are we going? You're not grassing on me.
I'm doing nothing of the sort. I'll take you somewhere warm and call your mother. Cup of tea, Dawn. How about that? In my house. If there's anything left of it.
Little Nev's tucked up in bed, so don't worry about him. I'm more bothered about your end. Radio said the trouble stopped now, but is that all the damage? Just one broken window?
One broken window. That's it, honest.
Well, you have been lucky, Cheryl.
I just thought I'd let you know, that's all.
That's very thoughtful of you, Duck. Is there anything I can do?
Just mind his nibs. I've got go nibs here.
All right, Duck. God bless. Keep us posted.
They've had a window broken.
Yeah, but that's all. Aren't they lucky? Lady next door had a fire. Oh, don't it make you sick?
They want bloody locking up, if you ask me. Rampaging round the streets, gonna take their ale, that's what it is.
No, I think it's more to it than that, Ray.
They gonna take their ale. Go on, speculate all you like about bed housing and rundown estates. These whippersnappers hanna left school yet. They dunno know what deprivation's about. Ale, that's what it is. That and drugs, I'll bet.
Saved by the bell from one of your lectures?
Don't lecture me, Nev. I'll manage. If you'd have been here when it mattered, instead of picking up bimbos off the street, you could have done...
She's not a bimbo.
Oh.
I said she's in my form. She's caught up in the mess and I have to help.
I'll give you mess. Fine beginning this is. Talk about... starters, you mean to go on? If this is how... 1992's gonna go on for us, then I'll think I'll throw myself... off the stepladder now.
Don't get dramatic.
Oh, don't get dramatic. There he goes again. I had high hopes for us bins. You've just buggered everything up.
Me? So I'm the one who smashed up the estate single-handed. I wish you'd leave it out.
And I wish your head was this nail.
Cheryl, blimey, give it a rest. This is doing mine and Dawn's anger over a power of good.
Oh, terribly sorry.
How are you, Dawn?
All right, sir.
Please, not sir. This isn't a classroom.
She's feeling fantastic now, aren't you, Duck? I was just saying, I like her skirt. Me and Dawn have got the same taste in fashion. Although, a touch too cold for a miniskirt, Duck. Was it the bulldog you went? I sometimes go there. It's a right rave, innit? Lucky you. It was a family party for me. Boring, eh?
Yeah.
Wendy?
Yeah?
Shut up.
Charming.
Leave her, sir. She's a laugh.
Dawn, last night. Tell me what happened.
Nothing. Well, not much. We were just out of our heads. Tez was, anyway.
Terry Farmer. Where is he now?
Is that your boyfriend, Doc?
Sort of. We just hang about together.
He's an ex-pupil. Where is he now, Dawn?
At home, I reckon. Why? So what? He hasn't done nothing wrong.
I'm not saying he has.
He didn't kick it off last night. It were them joyriders. They were off
the reds. It's not a matter of apportioning blame, Dawn.
Portion all you like, because he didn't do anything.
Look, Dawn, I know what he's like out there. I know the problems you face.
Excuse me, Nev. Hope you don't mind me interrupting your practice counselling session. But there's a dirty great window gone through here and it wants replacing.
Oh, shut up nagging, will you?
I beg your pardon, miss.
No wonder his airline's been receding steadily since the first year.
Oh, I don't believe this. I'm being insulted in my own living room by a scruffy teenage delinquent. And my Nev's not going bald.
He's all right, Mr. Binns is. He has a laugh with us. And he smokes dope. My mum reckons he'll get the push, but he better hadn't, or I'm bagging off for good. I hate that school.
Look, miss.
Dawn, Duck, drink your tea and shut it.
You can call your mum. And then, Dawn, we'll pay our friend Terry Farmer a visit.
Neville! Leaving me here with this window on New Year's Day. What if it snows? I don't want snow flying into my living room.
Or worse still, a brick.
Terry, can we turn it down? or preferably off.
Oh, why?
Please, Terry.
What did you bring him here for?
I didn't bring him. He bought me.
I believe you were involved last night.
Involved? What with?
Oh, come on, Terry. You know what I'm talking about.
And since when did you give up teaching to become a copper? Constable
Bates. I'm here to help you, Terry, if you'll let me.
No, sorry, you can't be a copper, because you're a criminal. You got done. Possession of cannabis. Must say nice to see right up in the paper.
Okay, Terry.
Have you cut it out to show your kids?
All right, Terry, now you cut it out. Now, if you can possibly go up for a minute, I'll tell you why I came. I didn't come to talk down to you. As you say, I'm in no position to. But I am in a position to help. And by the look of this ashtray, you're no angel either.
Oh, yeah, you can help me, yeah. What can you get me? Acid? Or crack? Or dope?
Look, Terry, if you want bronchitis, lung cancer, just ask. Be a junkie and screw yourself up, just ask. With no friends, be a complete loser. If you want all that, just ask and take it. If you don't, say no. Let me help.
Oh, what a nice pearly. They could print that on the side of a fag packet. What's it called? Just ask. Okay, I don't suppose you could lend me a fag, Mr. Benz.
Here, Tez. I bought 20 this morning.
Okay, this isn't the way I want to spend my day.
Me neither. Now get off my property before I call the police.
I look upon you as a challenge. You too, Dawn. I'll beat you, Terry. I'll drum the message into your brain before you kill it.
Challenge, eh? You're on.
There's this leftover Christmas cake that Mark's Philip made. Fancy some with a cuppa.
Aye, go on then.
Oh, dunna be all morbid on me, Ray. What happened to this new leaf you have turning over?
I'm thinking of last year. The steps I took trying to mend me sen. Thinking about me cricket, that was step one. Then that diary, that didn't last long. Then physio with Ken Fuller, what I must owe that bloke. All natural steps like, but with every one of them stages there came a blow. And you know something? They were all sexual. Sexual. I felt I'd lose you.
Lose me?
At first, yeah. And then there were our Mark and Philip and that Bernard bloke. That were a blow. Now me again.
Again what?
Look, I know I'm no poet like him next door, but I've concluded, see, that's the key to it. I've lost me sex drive, me appeal to the opposite sex, because I'm forever stuck in this bloody wheelchair.
Your slice of cake's here.
Oh, it's a slice of the action I need.
Well, what do you mean, Ray? I don't get you.
Shift that table.
You're going walk?
You stop there. It's a ringside seat.
Ray, you can't walk.
Ah, they said that when I were 9 months old, but I proved them wrong, so me mam said.
Oh, I can't let you.
Don't get up.
Hey, up me cake.
Mind, I got it.
Oh, sod the cake, Ray. You're standing.
I'm standing. Hey, shift that table.
A walk, Ray. Go on, walk.
Oh, I've forgotten how. Here you are. Go on, Raymond. Bloody hell. A step. Me first step.
And another. Careful.
Oh, hey, I did it, Rainy. I walked.
Oh, Ray, that's marvellous.
Hey, that's it. I'm all wobbly. Oh, where's that settee?
That'll do. Look, flop down, duck. Here, let me help.
Oh. Hey, I walked, Rainy. I did it. Hey, I can't believe it. The irony of it.
Irony?
It was saving a piece of rotten cake that crippled me.
Today's writer was Mark Bickerton. The Colcloths was devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.